Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
You're cutting out again. Say, everybody, it's me.
Test, test, test.
And there he is.
Oh, there you are.
Hi. Yes. Oh, boy.
That button just keeps getting pushed.
I bet you were a joy back in school there when they had you sing. You know, and they obviously did in elementary school. I know you weren't in choir in high school, but
no.
Didn't your class?
Yeah, we had to sing.
Had to sing?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, little Henry singing, you know.
It's the worst thing that you could probably hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, that's true, but.
Yeah, anyway, it's been a rough morning already, Phil.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things against me already this morning.
Working hard already, are you?
I am. I had to get up.
Uh-huh.
Then I had to drive here.
Right.
All right. And then I walk in. I saw you and Joanne chatting.
Yeah.
All right. The lights are not on. The coffee's not made.
Mm.
And she didn't bring me lunch.
Oh. Well,
so it's been a tough morning.
You have to take that up with her, I guess.
Well, she doesn't listen to me. She doesn't listen to me. Anyway, how was your evening?
Not bad. The grass is growing, so I mowed a little bit last night.
I mowed last night.
Boy, it's not slowing down right now, is it?
I fertilized it for you.
Yeah, thank you. Something happened, boys.
So anyway, this quack grass that we keep talking about. So I sprayed some creeping Jenny killer on it.
Is that right?
It's called crabgrass killer, and it's killed it.
Huh.
So I don't know if I found something here or... Huh. But anyway, got that at my local Walsh's store.
Okay.
So it has to say Creepin' Jenny on it.
Creepin' Jenny.
Yep.
Like the name J-E-N-N-Y.
Yep. Yes, Creepin' right. Jenny on
Creepin'
it.
Creepin' Jenny. All
so right. It has actually killed it.
Huh.
It's actually turned it. So don't know what that's about, but...
I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, so I did. I got it at Walsh's and...
Every time you plug something, it goes well. Just like your plugging of the salad dressing last year, the sweet onion...
Oh, yes. Sweet Vidalia onion.
Sweet Vidalia onion.
Yeah, from Ken's.
I had a couple of people tell me that he's right. That's really good stuff.
It is really good stuff.
Yeah.
And remember, you can just slice tomatoes, put them in a bowl, put this stuff on, and it's a great side dish for dinner.
There you go.
Especially with all the tomatoes that's getting ready to come out. And I'm sure some people's already have them. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
So...
You need to put out a cookbook, Henry Ray's.
Cookbook. Yeah, maybe I would probably buy it, and that'd be the only publication of it.
His fancy eating.
So, looking forward to tonight, young man.
Yes, we'll be there for Grace.
Yes, we will.
Opening ceremony at 6. We'll have it live if you can't be there. Mm-hmm. And
that'd be you and Bo, I believe
yep,
so.
We're going to be there early and then set up and play a little music, have the opening ceremony at 6, and then the usual walk. All kinds of good food there, and people can purchase food. But the big thing I want to push is the auction item. So
yes.
So don't go to Grace and kind of forget about it because it's inside the community center, but they have some of the most beautiful quilts. They had them on display the other night at the Captain's Survivors Night, but quilts of all shapes and sizes and different colors and decors and maybe different themes. So check those out. They're all up for bid and all of the money goes to Grace.
Good. Good. Actually, WRCO staff will be there tonight.
We'll be there. Yep.
Phil Nee will be there. Bo Hendricks will be there. Joanne Krulatz will be there. And the fabulous Mr. Tim Thede will be there.
He'll be there.
And I will be joining you in the back of the trailer as well
right,
tonight.
Right, in the back of the trailer.
Yep.
We're going to be, you're going to be manning a kissing booth, although I think people are going to pay to not do it. So
right. I'm going to go up to people. I'll kiss you. I'm going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss you.
Yep.
I'll pay you a dollar not to.
No. Nope.
That's fine.
Yep. And all the money goes to Grace.
Yep, yep. Anti-kissing booth.
I think that's a good idea.
Joanne's in here for something.
Uh-oh. What's she in here for?
I am in here because a neighbor of mine who is older than us says she's listening to the two clowns on the radio this morning.
Oh. Where are they at?
I highly resemble that statement.
And said, it's not Creeping Jenny, it's Creeping Charlie. And it's always been Creeping Charlie, and she knows she's older than you.
That's
Henry,
not what he said, though. We gotta correct her, because he's talking about the product, which is called Creeping Jenny.
No, not the product.
I thought you said the Creeping...
No, the product kills Creeping Jenny. Now, here's the thing. There is a Creeping Jenny and a Creeping Charlie.
Really?
There's two different kinds of vines.
Oh. They're both creeping.
Yes, they're and they're horrible to get rid of.
Oh. So okay.
But so there see, is there
listen,
is
listen to the clowns in the morning and you can learn something.
Well, maybe not.
Or maybe we just wing it. But no, she is right. It used to be just Creeping Charlie, but now there's a Jenny.
Oh.
And
so Charlie met Jenny.
Yeah,
and it made it
even worse. Their offspring is just something else.
So she is right. It is Creeping Charlie, but there's also one, a Creeping Jenny. It's actually a smaller one. It's actually a smaller vine on the ground. So
what's the product you're plugging?
Well, it's from Walsh's. It's a spectacide for. I forgot what it was called, but it had Walsh's Ace product actually has it as well.
Because I was going to go in there and say, I want some Creeping Jenny, and they probably wouldn't know what I was talking about.
They would say, why do you want that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Does June know about this?
Yeah. Get me in trouble.
Yeah. But no, anyway, she is right. There is a Creeping Charlie, but there also is a Creeping Jenny. Mm-hmm. And the product says Creeping Jenny, or the product on the back where it kills it says Creeping Jenny.
Yes.
So, and it's a tough weed to kill. So.
There's a Creeping Henry in basketball, too. Just be careful.
He's not right now.
Kids. Well, he's not there right now.
No, he's not right now. Anyway, buddy.
What else is going on?
I got some fun facts for you.
Really?
Yep. New Yorkers drink 7 times more coffee than people in the rest of America.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Ah. Yep. You can get coffee all over.
No, they haven't seen our coffee pod. So.
Well, you know, it's there. It's got kind of like a tar buildup on it, I think.
Yes. Yeah. The deepest lake in the world is Lake Baikal. I think Baikal. It is located in Russia, and its depth is 1,642 meters. That is deep.
That is really, really. That's the deepest thing you've said for a while. Wow. Crazy.
You talk about, I'm going to tell you something long right now. You ready?
Yeah.
A woodpecker's tongue is so long that it wraps around its skull to protect its brain while hitting a tree or other hard surfaces.
Did not know that.
Inside the skull. Look at that picture. It's really kind of neat.
Wow. It's like a Gene Simmons tongue.
Yeah. Here's something for you.
Yes.
Sunflowers are actually made up of hundreds of smaller flowers and near perfect symmetry.
Mm.
Did you know that? So inside the sunflower, there are hundreds of other flowers that turn into seeds.
They're beautiful.
They are. Mm-hmm. The ocean has about 20 million tons of gold in it, Phil.
Really?
Yep. That's around worth about $7 trillion worth of gold in the ocean.
That could be your next venture.
I doubt that, Phil.
Swimming down in the ocean.
You guys would miss me.
Yeah, we would.
Mm-hmm. World's deepest underwater post box is located at a depth of 10 meters in Tsushima Bay, Japan.
Underwater post box. Yes. So you're what are you doing? You're posting a letter?
I have no idea. Why would you put it in there?
It looks like a... Yeah, it looks like
he doesn't have the regulation uniform on.
If you took your letter, though, it'd get wet going.
That's what I'm thinking.
Swimming down there.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you know, Phil, there's a, you know, I come up with all these crazy things and with the animals and stuff. I found a crazy snake. There is a snake in the world, Phil, whose body grows 0.5 centimeters per second.
Per second?
Yep. Yep. Every 200 seconds, it grows up to 1 meter.
Okay.
But as soon as his mouth touches any part of the body, he dies. This is the only snake in the world that dies by touching his mouth to his body. It's crazy. I mean, but no one's ever kept him alive.
Weird.
Yeah. This snake is found on the Nokia mobile game.
Oh, so it's not Hanko after all.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Don't get any better.
No, you don't get any better than that.
Hey, what time is it, Phil? We're getting close. It's almost closing time for Hank.
Here comes the cane.
Yeah.
Pull you off.
The human nose can detect a trillion scents. It was once believed that humans can distinguish about 10,000 different smells.
Hmm.
But research has shown the human nose to detect over 1 trillion different odors.
Wow.
Yeah. And smell me. I'm like one trillion and one.
Right guard.
No. Wrong guard.
Left guard.
Right guard, left guard.
Oh, well.
Here's another one, Phil.
Yeah.
We glow in the dark.
We do.
Yeah, that's what it says. Humans actually emit a small amount of light known as bioluminescence. What is that word, Phil? My goodness.
Bioluminescence. Bioluminescence.
Yes, bioluminescence. But it's too dim for human eye to detect. Special cameras can capture this faint glow.
Yeah. Did not know that.
This one wasn't supposed to be on there. Because I couldn't pronounce the word.
If that were the case, you wouldn't read a thing. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Hey, anyway, come out and enjoy the walk tonight.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Come out and meet Phil Nee. If you haven't met Phil Nee, come up and say hi.
Meet Hank Gray and say, you know, you look younger on Facebook.
Hey, real quick. The other day I was umpiring a ball game. Yes. And they come up and they go, hey, don't we know you? And I said, I'm Phil Nee. They go, Phil Nee's not that ugly.
Oh, boy.
Everybody, yep. I'll see everybody at the walk tonight. Enjoy, Phil. Have a great day. And enjoy 49 degrees tonight.
There you go. It's going to be chilly. Take your coat along.
I'm wearing my Speedos.
Ooh.
Have a great day. Be kind.
Wow. You got to go get a haircut, too, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, haircut.
Boy, I don't see it, man. I don't see that you need it, but that's all right.
Well, it's on my back.
Oh, boy. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next.